see the players when they came back to work, their mindset, their energy level. What did you think it was like today? And also, how difficult is it to recover mentally from a game like that?
I thought we had a good day of practice. I mean, a game like that, it comes and goes. You know, you got to move on to the next week. So I think the guys, you know, respond as far as the enthusiasm and practice. And, you know, what else can we do?
Mike, when teams are playing man coverage against the receivers, how do you balance between taking risks and letting those guys make some plays and the other end of it, avoiding turnovers?
Well, you just got to play football. I mean, man coverage is a part of playing football. We got it's our jobs as players to figure it out, as players and coaches, and that's what it's all about. You can't look no further than that. You know, not to say it's an easy fix, but, you know, we have to come together and figure out ways to beat man coverage, and we will, you know. So, you know, it's all a part of playing football, and we embrace that. We embrace the competition part of it.
Sunday after the game, you talked about, along with yourself, finding leaders on this team. Did you talk to the players? Did you try to get other people?
I didn't have to. I think, you know, and just talking to some of the guys on the plane, you know, a lot of guys was enthused to get back on the practice field, get back to you know, playing another game. You know, even though we got to crawl before we walk and just take it one day at a time. You know, you want that sense of urgency, and then that's what you have to feel. So, you know, we're excited about being back out here. We understand that the next game is the most important game.
If the protection's what it is, what can you do better with the time that you have?
I don't know. I mean, that's a tough question because, you know, if you don't have any protection, it all depends on the concept of the routes and where guys are going. You know, so it all depends. It all varies. You know, I'm not worried about protection. We'll get that straight. If not, we'll find a way.
Mike, how do you think you played a quarter of the way into the season in a new system? Has to do some different things.
I mean, I think I've done pretty well. Could have been better. You know, obviously we had some bad breaks, some tough breaks in some of the games, and you know that's the way football goes. You wish the ball can bounce differently, but it didn't. You know, wish this record could be different, situation would be different, but you know, that's why we play this game. That's why we're professionals. You got to keep going and keep pushing and find a way to, you know, get it turned around. You know, that's the fun part of it.
Your offense has averaged like 400 yards per week. What's been the big problem with not scoring, and especially in the red zone? What's been the problem there?
Well, certainly last week, penalties, you know, kept us out of the end zone in a game where you needed 7 points, not three, especially going against that type of offense. And then, you know, Kansas City, we had some turnovers, and, you know, against San Diego, just some plays that we just didn't make. But, you know, it's all a part of football, man. We all learning from it, and you know, I think, you know, we just got to continue to keep building each and every day, and it starts on the practice field.
And in the turnovers for the red zone offense specifically, what needs to be tweaked there in order for you guys to maybe be more efficient in that
turnovers?
In addition to the turnovers.
Turnovers and penalties.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what, other than that, I mean, we're scoring points. But, you know, it's a part of the game. You just can't make those mistakes in crucial moments when it count. We do that, then, you know, maybe the outcomes would be different. But it's hindsight. There's nothing we can do about it but play from here.
Yeah, when Deshaun only had, like, four catches in the last 2 games. Is there any way you can be more creative within the stretch of the offense to free him up more? You know he's going to be doubled over the top.
You just got to find ways to move him around. You know, Deshaun is a professional. He understands what it takes to get open, what he needs to do. You know, we all are a work in progress and got to figure out ways to up our game and improve our game. You know, it's obviously up to me to get the ball to him and find him in moments where I need him the most. So, you know, we'll figure that out. You know, we were just on the practice field talking about ways to get him the ball, but. You know, the one thing we don't want to do, we don't want to try to force it. We want to let it happen naturally, and it'll happen.
Does that tie back to protection in the sense of letting routes develop and things of that nature?
Repeat your question again.
Does that tie back to the protection because you need time for the routes to develop downfield?
Does it tie the protection back, you saying?
Does not getting the ball to Deshaun as much as did early in the season, does that tie to protection because of routes downfield?
The big plays that Deshaun made and early in the season was on different route concepts, you know. So we just got to get back to doing the things that, you know, we do naturally, you know, getting the ball out quick. And you know, that's all in our game plan, in our scheme, and our game plan maybe was sort of different. But, you know, we're figuring it out. You know, we went through the first quarter of the season, you know, made some changes, went through some growing pains, and now I think we understand what needs to be done in order to improve on a weekly basis. So I'm looking forward to the changes that we're going to make.
So, Mike, what's the most important thing you think you've learned through the first quarter of the season about this system and this team?
Well, you know, you got to get first downs. You got to keep the momentum going in the game. You got to, you know, stay on the field. You know, and if we can continue to tempo the way we do, then the sky's the limit. You know, from a you know, concept standpoint, I think we all understand what we're doing. It's about just doing it with tempo and doing it the way coach wants us to do it.
Last year, we guys had a long losing streak. Now you've lost 3-0. Why is this team better prepared or more well-equipped to deal with that adversity?
You know, we've been there. You know, we know what it's like. The one thing we want to do is we want to go in the tank. You know, last year, you know, you lost 3 games in a row. We just felt like the world was coming to an end. You know, now, you know, even then, you just got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going. You know, nothing's going to be given to you. You got to go out and earn it. You know, that's why we're professionals, and nobody's going to feel sorry for you. So we understand that. The only people of opportunities is going to get us out of this hole is us going out there, playing on Sundays and winning. And we understand that.
The fact that you may have one division win under your belt, this division, no one has taken any kind of a jump to get ahead so far. So in terms of that, this is still a very close division. So does that help you guys in terms of that encouragement?
We're not going to feed into, you know, the division standings or you know, everybody's record. You know, it's irrelevant right now. I think what's most important is the next game that we have to play. You know, not worrying about who's winning in our conference. You know, at the end of the year, we'll see where we stand in December. And
to Deshaun, the other receivers aren't getting no open either. Would it help to, I guess, include maybe the tight ends and running backs in your passing patterns and all that?
Or? Well, you guys got to take pressure off Deshaun. You know, we can't rely on Deshaun to make every play. We can't rely on Deshaun every game to catch a deep ball. You know, this league is tough, and you got smart defensive coordinators who, you know, game plan for him. You know, so, you know, other guys got to, you know, step up, you know, and do their jobs and get open, and they will. You know, I'm not worried about the man coverage. I'm not worried about, you know, the aspect of us not being able to be effective throughout the game versus the man coverage. That's going to happen, and we got ways to beat that. You know, the thing I want to do is be able to put drives together consistently, you know, get first downs, get points, and, you know, help our defense out and win football games. That's it.
Screens were expected to be a pretty big part of this offense, but you really haven't used it much so far this year. Is it because of what you've been facing, or just...
Yeah, it's the way they've been playing it. Teams just won't allow us to throw bubble screens right now. They're playing 3-on-3, you know, and that's the way to take it out. Then it opens up everything else, so we just got to take full advantage of what they're giving us.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Sean is up right now. Thank you.